USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will sign an executive order on Wednesday aimed at boosting the nation's supply chain during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Creating more resilient supply chains is an opportunity for our country to come together to create well-paying jobs for workers across our country.
White House economist Samira Fazili telling reporters the United States must stop lurching from crisis to crisis when supplies of essential goods run low. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says renewable energy is not the solution to the state's power problems.
Even though I work with the governor and the speaker, we're all in this together, I'm personally taking this on my back as the president of the Senate, where the legislation will, as well as the House, come through. Well, no nonsense, no excuses. We got to fix this.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A New Jersey judge is throwing out two charges against Bruce Springsteen. The musician was accused of DWI and reckless driving following an incident at Gateway National Park in Sandy Hook in November and appeared today via video. Springsteen did plead guilty to drinking in the park and was ordered to pay a $540 fine. The CBP opened up an emergency temporary facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, to house approximately 200 migrant children. In total, the facility will house up to 700 migrant teenagers due to the permanent facilities reaching maximum capacity. U.S. Border Patrol encountered more than 5,700 unaccompanied minors in January 2021. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York is offering criticism to the Biden administration's to open detention centers for children, saying it's not okay, never has been okay, no matter the administration or party. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are disappointed that, in their words, Democrats are muscling through a COVID relief bill.
The House will vote on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this Friday, according to the House Majority Leader. Representative Steny Hoyer said that the bill will come to the House floor Friday morning with a vote to follow. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he was disappointed that Democrats would try to ram a partisan COVID bill through.
As you know, 10 of our members actually went down, met with the president, and talked about a more narrow, targeted approach. The message was that they were not interested in doing it that way. They're going to try to muscle this through on a totally partisan basis. And I think I can safely speak for most of my members that we think this is dramatically more money than is required at this particular juncture.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CVS is making it easier for seniors to schedule their COVID-19 vaccines at one of more than 80 CVSs in Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says every CVS in Miami-Dade County is expected to begin offering more than 100 shots a day to seniors as early as tomorrow, with appointment scheduling now underway.
This really provides a strong retail pharmacy footprint.
Publix also reopened their online scheduling portal this morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.